Welcome to the third lesson in this meditation course. In the first lesson, we were looking at how to handle thoughts. And what we saw was that thoughts are inevitable in meditation. You haven't gone wrong when you have thoughts. It's just that we take a different attitude to them in meditation than we do in normal life. In meditation, we don't follow the thought. When we realize we're thinking, we just come back to an experience in the present moment. In some senses, that moment when you realize you're thinking, you've already come back to the present. You're present to the fact you have been lost in thought. And then in order to stay present, we just bring the attention back to an actual experience in the present. And the easiest way to do that is just to come back to the experience in the body, and we've just been coming back to the experience of the breath, just that natural flowing in and flowing out of the breath. And then in the second lesson, we looked at how to handle physical tensions and discomforts in the body. The tendency is for many people to think that they are disturbing the meditation. We tend to push the discomfort away or wish it weren't there or try to block it out. We think that it's distracting our attention. But in meditation, we do the opposite. Rather than trying to take our attention away from it, we actually give it our attention. We take an attitude of curiosity. What's the sensation like? How does it actually feel? And again, what we're doing is we're opening to the actual experience in the present moment, even if it's not, in this case, a particularly enjoyable experience. And the basic principle here is, first of all, just letting it into our awareness, and then just letting it be, not trying to change it, just accepting whatever we notice. And then, in a way that may seem strange at first, we can actually allow ourselves to relax into the experience of the discomfort. And you may have found that as you do that, the discomfort begins to change a bit. It may get a bit less. It may not be so disturbing. And at times you may notice it's just gone away. And this principle of letting in and letting be is fundamental to how we approach letting go in meditation. And letting go is really the essence of meditation. It's just dropping any resistance to what is actually happening. And the central theme of this course is letting go of any effort, letting go of all trying, just allowing the mind to relax and settle down naturally into a state of quiet. Now, in this lesson, we're going to take this approach a step further, and we'll look at how we can apply it to some aspects of our thinking that we don't normally notice in meditation, and also to subtler experience of tension that, again, we don't normally notice. First, let's take another look at thoughts. When people first start meditating, they often draw an unconscious distinction between two types of thought. First of all, there's the thoughts about what we want, what we don't want, the thoughts about planning something, maybe shopping lists, remembering things we've got to do, or maybe thinking about how things could have been better yesterday, or maybe how good they were yesterday. And these are easily recognisable. They're thoughts about the past or the future, and they're all, in one way or another, thoughts about ourselves and our lives. And then there are the thoughts about meditation itself. How much longer do I need to sit here? How's the time going? Am I doing this right? My mind isn't as settled as last time. Or maybe the opposite. Maybe this is wonderful. I don't want it to stop. Now, as far as meditation is concerned, these thoughts are actually much more insidious because we treat them differently from the thoughts about what we should or should not do in life. Without realizing it, we often take these thoughts much more seriously. And because we take them more seriously, they can interfere with meditation far more than just our other daily thoughts. So if you notice such thoughts arising, thoughts about how the meditation is doing, first, just realize that these too are part of the present moment. So include them as part of what is. Don't treat them any differently from any other experience you're having. Don't try to block them or resist them. Just accept them as part of your experience. And as you do, you'll find they don't have such a firm grip on the mind anymore. And then you can gently return your attention to the experience of just sitting here, gently breathing. Now, a second thing you might have noticed in your meditation about thoughts is that they can create their own subtle forms of tension. In fact, most of our tensions come in one way or another from our thinking. Maybe it's from wishing things were different, from hoping, planning, judging, regretting, fantasizing about what we want. They all create their own brand of faint tension. Now, the mind in its natural state isn't tense. It's just totally relaxed and at ease. And when I say in its natural state, I mean when there's no threat, there's no danger, when our physical needs are taken care of, when we're not cold or wet or hungry, when our physical lives are in balance, when everything is okay, we feel okay. We feel content. And this state of feeling okay, feeling content, is what we long to return to. The Dalai Lama put it very succinctly. He said, "In the final analysis, the hope of every person is simply peace of mind." I like to think of this as our true bottom line. Now, when you hear the term bottom line in our culture, we tend to think of the financial bottom line, the bottom line of the bank statement, how much money we have. But this is not our real bottom line. If you look closely, you'll find that most of what you do because you hope that in one way or another, you'll feel better for it. Money just gives us the means to buy whatever it is that we think will make us happier. And you may have noticed in meditation that many of our thoughts are either about how do we get the things or situations we want in order to feel better, or conversely, how do we avoid those things that may bring pain and suffering. Either way, our basic motivation is to return to that natural state of mind in which we feel at ease and content. Now, it turns out that a lot of our thinking actually has the opposite effect. So much of our thinking is about what's missing, what we want, what we don't want. There's a sense of discontent that comes from our thinking. And so we are actually creating a feeling of discontent. And that is the very opposite of what we're actually seeking, which is to be more content. So paradoxically, a lot of our thinking is actually taking us away from feeling more content. It's taking us away from that natural state of ease. I sometimes think this is the sad joke about the human condition. We can be so busy worrying about whether or not we're going to be at peace in the future, whether it's 5 minutes, 5 days, or 5 years in the future, we seldom give ourselves the chance to be at peace in the present moment. Now, any discontent like this, whatever form it takes, creates a faint background tension in the mind. We don't normally notice it, or if we do, we often think, oh, that's just normal. But in meditation, this faint background tension can actually stop us settling down into a deeper state of peace. So in the following meditation, one of the things I'll be doing is giving you the opportunity to notice if any faint background tension has crept into your mind and body. And as before, if it has, then we'll take the same approach. We won't resist it, not thinking it's wrong, shouldn't be there. Instead, we'll just be curious, let it in, see how it feels. And then just letting it be, just accepting it as it is. And again, you'll probably find that as you do this, that faint tension will just begin to dissolve of its own accord. And as it does, you'll notice yourself just settling back into that state of natural ease. And you could say this is what meditation is all about. It's about allowing ourselves to settle back into the natural mind. And we do this by letting go of all the things that keep us away from it. So when you're ready to start, make yourself comfortable. As before, switch off any phones. Make sure you're not going to be disturbed. And then listen to lesson 3.